The convention goes into effect 1 year after it's been ratified by two countries, in other words, next year. Besides being the second country to ratify the convention, the Philippines is also a major source country of migrant laborers. Each year, over 150,000 domestic workers, mainly women, travel to other parts of Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, seeking better wages to lift their families out of poverty. In this item from the International Labor Organization, we hear about Aileen, a young teenage domestic worker.
Aileen was 13 when she became a live-in domestic worker for her teacher in exchange for an education that she could not afford.
I usually wake up at 3 a.m. I do 3 baskets of laundry. I sleep very late at night. I'm not able to do my homework because my employer would usually turn off the lights when it's late at night.
Domestic workers like Aileen have struggled to be recognized for the work they do. They've been excluded from labor laws that would protect them from difficult working conditions.
It's a little difficult for me in the house. I don't eat too well because they hide the rice. Then, in the morning, they don't let me join them during meals. I also take care of their child. I take him to school, bathe him. I do everything that they ask me to do.
In August, the Philippines National Senate ratified the ILO's Convention 189 on domestic workers. Now, domestic workers there have the legal protection of the law in terms of pay, social security, and protection against abuse, harassment, and violence. The Philippines' ratification means the convention will come into force internationally within the year, making domestic workers eligible for the same protections that other workers enjoy.
I hope that they no longer abuse domestic workers. I hope they allow them to rest, because they are also human.
Under the convention, domestic work is internationally recognized as work, and domestic workers as deserving the same legal protection as workers generally. The new standard establishes that domestic workers should be entitled to Social Security and a minimum wage, where the latter applies to workers in the formal economy, fair treatment of employment, and effective protection against all forms of abuse, harassment, and violence.